right back here at Sharp Passes Gallery with another interview. We were hoping to get Mike and Jeff together on the together, but we couldn't do it. So now we have Representative Mike Pitts. Congratulations on being reelected, Mike.
Thank you much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all the support I had out there from your listeners.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in my mind, there's no question you're the best man for the job here. So I know we're sending you back down there. We've got some issues down there in Columbia, don't we?
One or two.
What do you think are going to be the big issues to be working on, Mike?
Well, the biggest issue facing us is the same as I said during the campaign. It's Obamacare, how we're going to deal with it as a state, and how it's going to affect our budget.
So what do you think is the direction? Are we going to reject it here in South Carolina, or what's going to happen, do you think?
Well, the governor has said that she is not going to accept Obamacare, and it would come through her office as the administrator as to whether to opt in or opt out. So she says she's not going to opt in, and I agree with her.
Okay.
It has so many things hidden in the details. The proverbial devil in the details is all in this bill. And the cost to this state is something that the taxpayers just can't bear the burden of. The idea that you can have anything for free is ridiculous. Somebody has to pay for it. And in this instance, if we opt out, it's still going to cost the taxpayers $1.2 billion. If we opt in, it can be $2 billion plus, and that's over the next 8 years. I think we have to, as states, stand shoulder to shoulder and nullify Obamacare and try to look at how we want to approach it ourselves.
So what you're saying is there would be, we would come up with something statewide rather than going through the federal government for health care?
Well, I don't know that we come up statewide. I think we offer incentives and let the private marketplace do its job.
Oh, an American principle.
Yeah, it's become foreign in thinking, it seems, in our country, but I think free market principle is what made our country the greatest on the face of the earth, and I think if we get government out of the way and let free market principle operate, whether it's in health care or anything else, it works better. If you want to see the government at its best, look at the post office.
Yeah, that's not a good example of, or is it a good example of the government at its best?
It's a very good example of what happens when the government decides it can do better than private industry can.
Well, but in truth, isn't a big problem with the post office is the fact that the government it has to pay back this loan or something? Isn't that convoluted
sounds
logic?
Sounds a whole lot like Social Security, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So why do you think Mitt Romney lost so badly in the election? I mean, the popular was very close, but in the Electoral College, he just took a beating. Why do you think that came about?
Well, I think it was because of so many people owing their income to the government.
So you kind of agree with Rush Limbaugh, the Santa Claus effect?
I think absolutely it's the Santa Claus effect. And the more people you have owing to the government, the more people you're going to have supporting the existence of that. It's the same as a bureaucracy, whether it's on the state level or the federal level. The more it grows, the more it grows.
Absolutely. What did you think about, this isn't on the state level, but more on the federal level, what do you think about the General Petraeus resigning the way he did and everything? What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot more to the story than is even being speculated at this point. I don't trust Washington. I don't trust the Obama administration. And I think there's a lot more hidden in the details of this than meets the eye.
Well, I think if that's true, that certainly is a disgrace to a man who was truly great.
Well,
with General Petraeus. I mean, he really had a lot of ability and was certainly a point man. And to bring someone like that down with, if you, what you're saying is true, is going to be a very big disservice to him personally.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that our government's betrayed one of its military people.
Absolutely, it wouldn't. So, but back here in South Carolina, you know, right there at the end, there were some dirty politics, and we had some signs that popped up that were signs for our solicitor here. And what do you think about what's happened with the meanness that we have established here in politics on the local level, the state level and the very local level?
You know, you and I talked about that when I was in for the interview right at the end of the campaign. And I mentioned during that interview that the process, the election process, had become more and more poisoned. And the more that occurs, the less good people are going to run. And the thing that's going to have to happen to change that is the public, the voting public, sending a resounding message when they see dirty politics.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you're right. The people, the good people that should be out there running, won't run because they don't want to be smeared or be involved in it.
Well, it's not that. Look, I'm an old cop. Calling me names, you can't call me much that I didn't get called in the course of a career. And throwing darts at me, my skin's thick. But the toll it takes on my family gives me heartburn.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going to prevent good people from running.
So, we've got to do something about that. There is no question about it. Other issues, what do you think, have you heard any more about what's happening with the Department of Revenue, the hacking scandal?
Yes, there was, they're still developing how to handle it past the one-year point and what we need to do there. There needs to be more than just a protection for the 1 year. The legislators in talking with the governor came to that point that, you know, this happened on our watch and we need to take care of it. Now, to try to point fingers at Columbia and say you shouldn't have been hacked, well, the Department of Defense has been hacked twice, and we can go on and on and on. If you build it, they will come. And when you have people that are much smarter than I am with a computer with nothing but time on their hands, they can get through the wall. And this is one of those times it did. I do not think that DOR did a good enough job of preventing it. And I think much like some of the stuff that you talked about with Petraeus, I think there's some people in DOR that probably should be taking a look at where they want a future employment.
So will that be something that will be discussed after the first of the year? Will it be discussed before the first of the year with the Assembly?
It's being discussed now. They're in caucus meetings, both the majority and minority caucuses have talked about the issue and where we need to go with it. What it does not need to be is a political football kick back and forth, because that generally ends up in a lot of good print for the state newspaper, but very little getting done.
Sure. So hopefully, so do we think that they'll actually be able to resolve this before the end of the year, or is this going to be something that's going to go into the first of the year?
Oh, right. I definitely think it goes into the first of the year. It's too complex. In my opinion, had you said, Mike, handle it, one of the first things I would have done, instead of having everyone have to call in and sign up for it, I would have simply told the companies, list everyone whose Social Security number has been submitted to South Carolina in the last 10 years.
Well, that was one of my thoughts. Why should we have to call in? If they already know, why aren't they doing it from a proactive stance?
Well,
I don't know.
Again, it boils down to the common sense portion of it and bureaucracy.
Well, Mike Pitts, what do you think are going to be the key issues for next year as far as the state government and our state goes right here? What are going to be the key things that y'all are going to look at? Would you happen to be looking at the tax code next year, or should we put that off for another year or so?
I think we should be looking at the tax code now. Some of us have been pressing to reevaluate the tax code for several years at this point. And Jeff Duncan and I both early in the in this past decade were screaming that take a look at the tax code. Some of our tax code is punitive in nature, in my opinion, and we need to adjust that.
Well, is anybody up for re-election next year?
This coming year?
Yeah, this coming year.
No.
So maybe y'all could get to work and look at that rather than looking about getting reelected.
Well, the House is always looking at getting reelected because you run every 2 years, even in a non-election year, you're still trying to stay in contact. But if something were going to be produced that should pass, it should come out of the House and it should come out this year. Yes.
Absolutely. What else do you think needs to be looked at, Mike?
I think we need to take a look at education funding. That's one of the issues in the taxation component. I definitely think that's something we need to take a look at. And something that we haven't talked about is the two formulas that we deal with. The formula for education funding and the formula for local government funding, both are statutory law and both put a burden on the budget process up front. And what it means is if you live up to the formula that's in law, it puts a much deeper cut into the budget any time that there's a downturn in the economy. Well, the scream comes from local government and from education that we have to have a stable source of income. Well, so do state agencies, but we have to deal with the fluid movement of the revenue stream just like you do at home. And when you have something set in stone that 4.2% or 4.4% or 3.8% or whatever it is comes directly off the top, if you have a drop in revenue, then that affects the other state agencies. And I think we have to look at our entire process with formulas in it. I think we have to look at the taxation structure all together in one big picture.
I couldn't agree with you more. What do you see for next year, Mike? I mean, we have President Obama back as president. We have a House and Senate up there that is divided. What do you see? Do you think that things are going to happen, or is it going to be punitive to the economy, and where are we going?
I think if the picture that I see moves forward, then I think investors flee from this country. I think investment money continues to dwindle. I think our economy takes a much more severe hit than we've taken in the past. And I don't think Obama can blame Bush.
I think you might be right there, Mike. I agree with you.
I'm serious. I think that investors are not going to continue to pump money into a system where the bottom line grows smaller and smaller because taxation grows higher and higher. And at some point, you run out of people to pay the piper. I don't think it's a very bright picture.
Can South Carolina insulate itself?
I tried to help insulate South Carolina with provisos in the budget and a couple of bills, but all of them failed. people thought they were too radical. And I believe if the economy does collapse, South Carolina should have done a better job of preparing itself. And I can say I tried.
Absolutely, you did, Mike Pitts. Well, Mike Pitts, I appreciate you calling us in today. I always appreciate your glad you're in the seat that's going back down there to Columbia to fight for our interests. I know today is Veterans Day, and I need to thank you as a veteran. Thank you very much. But I know you'd probably like to say a few words to our veterans out there.
I would. I would like to thank each and every veteran out there and each and every current service member that without that continued unbroken chain of patriotism, our freedom would not be what it is today, and we would be in jeopardy right now of losing that freedom. I know, serving in an elected position, that I could not do that in a free republic if it weren't for people willing to bear arms to defend that freedom and that way of government. And right now, as you and I speak, there are people in harm's way around the globe wearing the uniforms of this nation. Some of them could be in a firefight right now, giving up life, limb, maybe sanity, so that you and I can have this conversation. And I thank them for it.
Absolutely. And, I know when we think about Benghazi and that fiasco over there, I think it has to make our military wonder if they were in trouble, would somebody cover their back?
Well, if you go back through history, you see times that the military's back was covered well. You see times that they were left hanging like bait on the end of a fish hook. Mogadishu comes to mind when we sent young Rangers and soldiers into harm's way without proper support, i.e. air cover, armored personnel, and Benghazi is just another glaring example of that. And I get mad when I get off on that, so I'll let it go and say I thank our veterans. And there's one other thing we need to do, and that's thank the mothers, the wives, the children that stay home and support the men and women who are wearing a uniform, because it takes a toll on the family too.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the things, and it's not just Veterans Day yesterday and today. It's when you see a veteran out there, when you see a family that's struggling, if you can help out, whether it's taking the kids to pick up some dinner or bring a casserole by, it really means a lot.
Simply a thank you and a pat on the shoulder can mean a lot.
Absolutely. Well, Mike Pitts, when do you go back down?
Tomorrow.
So the campaign is over and you're back in the saddle. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, I was down there twice last week. I had the Rural Infrastructure Authority met the day after the election, and Billy O'Dell and I were down there for that. And then tomorrow the agency heads Salary and Benefits Committee meets and to review all of our department heads, and that's Billy O'Dell and I back in Columbia once again.
And this is a part-time job, right?
It is, and we're not in session.
Mike Pitts, I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks so much for calling us this afternoon. God bless and congratulations. Hey, is there anything else you'd like to say out there? Want to thank your listeners out here?
Yep, I would. I would like to say, God bless America. Let's try to keep her strong.
Thank you so much. You have a good one. Thanks so much for calling us, Representative Mike Pitts.
Thank you, Ann.
All
right. I'll see you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.